This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are not the best of times to be a Chinese company in the American economy. Huawei, the big telecommunications conglomerate, is probably the best example. Excluded by the Trump administration over fears of hacking and unfair competition. Congress says it wants to ban Chinese rail cars from American subways. And now, how about Chinese buses? There is a bill moving on Capitol Hill to do just that. So, actual national security threat or maybe a convenient opportunity for American bus makers to squeeze out a Chinese competitor? Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
This is the sound of a Chinese factory lured to America. The Chinese bus maker BYD makes buses in Lancaster, California, an hour north of L.A. In 5 years, it has sold more than 500 public buses in the States, $750,000 each. They're zero emission and battery powered, says company director Zach Kahn.
BYD started as a battery manufacturer, so we are battery experts first and foremost.
To follow what are called Buy America rules, BYD has its plant here. It uses 60% American parts, 700 American Union workers. Even its lunch whistle is made in America. But now Congress may ban BYD from the U.S. public bus market through a provision in a defense spending bill.
Buses were dragged into this conversation by accident.
Jeff Davis is with the Eno Center for Transportation. It's a research group. He says when the Senate passed measures to ban Chinese subway rail cars,
they implicitly also applied to buses as well. Locking BYD out of that would be a significant problem for them.
And a boon for BYD's American rivals. U.S. bus makers Proterra and New Flyer support this measure, but declined our interview requests.
Once the American bus manufacturers realize that there's this free opportunity to possibly block BYD out of future market growth, then, yeah, I'm certain that their lobbyists got in on this.
Here's the concern about Chinese buses. When you board an electric bus, like this one in D.C., if it's made by a Chinese company, it's hackable, so says Scott Paul at the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
People are familiar with Huawei and its potential security threat to telecommunications and to 5G. The same can be said about BYD.
He suggests BYD, quote, has to answer to Beijing, in that the automaker or Chinese intelligence could hack into security cameras and surveil passengers, say, scan their faces between stops.
New Hampshire Avenue. And M Street.
Would facial recognition software be used to identify Chinese nationals of interest in the United States, particularly dissidents? These are concerns that are not easily addressed.
To which BYD's Zach Kahn replies,
BYD has no ability to pull data off our bus remotely. Once our buses are delivered to our customers, all the data that's on those buses are our customers' data. We have no access to it.
And he says the company's not very Chinese. It's not state-owned, it's publicly traded, and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is a big investor.
No one has pointed to any evidence of any wrongdoing by BYD. Obviously, there's bigger issues going on between China and the U.S., but BYD has come to this country and followed all the rules of the road.
We ran the cyber bus question by Stanford's Andy Grotto. He runs cybersecurity for the Obama and the Trump White Houses. He says public transport has been hacked before. In Poland, a 14-year-old techie once took remote control of a public tram.
If you've ever been on a train or a bus where it stops and starts and how jarring that could be when the legitimate driver's in control, imagine how dangerous that could be if a malicious actor were to get a hold of it.
But he says any bus from any company, not just a Chinese one, is vulnerable.
Really, any bus coming off the assembly line these days, you know, it's going to have cybersecurity risk associated with it. That risk exists regardless of where in the world the bus was manufactured.
That may be true, but this is a China moment. Official Washington has stated bipartisan suspicion of Chinese policies, companies, technologies, and scientists. This Chinese bus ban has support from the Senate, the White House, and BYD's competitors. It's attached to a spending bill that passes every year. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.